Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin price sees a hell of a reversal candle as 168,000 BTC leaves exchanges. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as Trader Crypto Bullet shares here, I think this is a local bottom expecting a bounce. This is a hell of a reversal candle. Dragonfly Doji on the highest volume of the year, plus bullish divergence on RSI. Bounce scenario still in play. However, this analyst warns of an 80% drawdown to $13,798 and says $27,000 is about halfway there. And quoting Joe Rogan, imagine if Bitcoin becomes the only money worth anything and everybody is like, but I don't have any of it. And your money is worth ish and you've got a new money, Bitcoin. And then there's only a finite number of Bitcoin. So maybe there's no Bitcoin for you. And quoting rich dad Robert Kiyosaki, Bitcoin crashing, great news. As stated in previous tweets, I am waiting for Bitcoin to crash to $20,000. We'll then wait for a test at the bottom, which might be $17,000. Once I know the bottom is in, I back up the truck. Crashes are the best times to get rich. Take care. And this just in, breaking news, legendary investor Bill Miller confirms he has not sold any Bitcoin and remains bullish. And more breaking news, Canadian Bitcoin ETF just bought 6.9 thousand BTC yesterday, which is the biggest single day purchase since its listing. And more breaking news, one of the world's largest airlines, Emirates, to accept Bitcoin payments, as well as to launch NFT collectibles. Also in today's show, BitConnect, Luna Brothers moments, sees Terra inflate token supply 3,500% overnight, and the Terra / Luna token is now virtually, officially worthless, and they have halted their blockchain. As you can see in this chart, this is the worst collapse I've seen in crypto since BitConnect virtually worth zero. And as shared here, Luna really is the biggest cluster I've ever seen in crypto, worse than BitConnect, worse than OneCoin, worse than Axie, worse than them all. And more breaking news just in, Shanghai's High People's Court has declared Bitcoin to be a virtual asset protected by Chinese law. Also in today's show, veteran analyst who called the 2018 Bitcoin meltdown analyzes the path ahead after puke out capitulation. Quoting Peter Brandt here, this is the type of volume spike that can indicate puke out capitulation and the beginning of the end of the 1 year decline. Can the carnage continue? Anything is possible. And that includes a local bottom. I've mentioned $27,000 area as possible low, and that could be BTC. Also in today's show, here's the worst case scenario for crypto markets amid Bitcoin crash, according to crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen. He says that an 80% drop is highly possible for crypto and that you'll see an 80% correction. So let's not assume that it can't happen. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat. The Bitcoin came back with a vengeance this morning on May 13th as the bull stepped in to take the market near $31,000. Right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView confirmed 24 hour gains of 30% for Bitcoin / USD in the aftermath of the Terra debacle. After kissing its realized price at 24,000, Bitcoin showed no taste of fresh bearishness as record on-chain volume combined with coins leaving exchanges in mass. On May 11th and May 12th alone, exchange balances declined by over 24,335 BTC. According to data from on-chain analytics platform CryptoQuant covering 21 major platforms. Now outflows were much higher at nearly 168,000 BTC over the same period, but inflows from those seeking to sell were equally intense as panic set in over Terra / Luna and Terra UST tokens, as well as the largest stablecoin Tether USDT. Now as Luna went to practically zero and its blockchain officially halted, Bitcoin nonetheless strengthened as the immediate impact of the instability waned. And quoting this analyst right here, I think this is a local bottom expecting a bounce, and he updated us here. This is a hell of a reversal candle. Dragonfly Doji on the highest volume of the year, plus bullish divergence on RSI. Bounce scenario still in play. And in this chart, it shows you the Bitcoin price bouncing to $36,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. Now, Bitcoin's relative strength index, better known as the RSI, referred to by Crypto Bullet, measured 31 at the time of this recording, still in oversold territory and its lowest since January. And as the dust settled on Terra, Luna, and UST, not everyone was convinced that the worst was over. Among them was the official Bitcoin Twitter account, which, like several others, noted that even the week's lows did not represent a classic maximum drawdown versus all-time highs. As he shares here, the Bitcoin all-time high is 68,990, and 80% drawdown is 13,798. $27,000 is about halfway there. This is Bitcoin. Be prepared. Now, data from on-chain analytics firm Glassnode, meanwhile, put the latest Bitcoin price dip in historical context. Now, MicroStrategy, the company with the largest Bitcoin treasury, also hinted it would buy into any significant weakness towards $20,000 in an attempt to support the market. And quoting Joe Rogan here from a recent episode of the Joe Rogan Experience, imagine if Bitcoin becomes the only money worth anything, and everyone is like, but I don't have any of it, and your money is worth ish, and you've got new money, Bitcoin, but there's only a finite number of Bitcoins, so maybe there's no Bitcoin for you. And quoting rich dad Robert Kiyosaki, Bitcoin crashing, great news. As stated in previous tweets, I'm waiting for Bitcoin to crash to $20,000, then wait for a test of the bottom, which might be $17,000. Once I know the bottom is in, I back up the truck. Crashes are the best time to get rich. Take care. Do you agree with Rich Dad that we could potentially see a $17,000 bottom for the king crypto? Let me know in the comments right down below. And this just in, breaking news, legendary investor Bill Miller confirms he has not sold any Bitcoin and remains bullish. As well as more breaking news, Canadian Bitcoin ETF bought 6.9 thousand BTC yesterday, the biggest single day purchase since its listing. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, one of the world's largest airlines, Emirates, to accept Bitcoin payments. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, finally back in the green and pumping. Once again, long overdue, with Bitcoin up 8% for the day, trading just above $30,700. We have Ether up almost 9%, trading just above $2,100, while Solana, Avalanche, Polkadot, XRP, and Cardano are all pumping and in the forest green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Emirates, the largest airline in the United Arab Emirates, announced that it had plans to implement Bitcoin payments and launch NFTs to be traded through the company's websites. In a media gathering held at the Arabian Travel Market, the chief operating officer of Emirates reportedly stated that the Dubai-based airline will be onboarding new employees and will be focused on blockchain-related projects such as crypto payments, blockchain tracking, metaverse, and NFTs. And he also says that the airline is looking into using blockchain to keep aircraft records. And additionally, the airline executive also noted it may use the metaverse to transform its process, such as operating, training, website sales, and other airline-related experience into the digital world. The airline COO believes that this will make the process more interactive. And apart from these, he also mentioned that the airline industry is slowly making a comeback as there are more and more travelers coming in. And to expand its reach, the firm is embracing new technologies such as the Bitcoin payment service and NFT collectibles to be traded. Now, airports and airlines around the globe have been looking into ways to integrate blockchain-based technologies and crypto payments. In February of 2021, Air France partnered with several organizations to create a blockchain-based system that verifies COVID test results. And in March of 2021, the Latvian airline AirBaltic added Dogecoin and Ether into its payment options. The airline has been accepting Bitcoin since 2014 and allows the use of other currencies such as USDC, BUSD, as well as GUSD. And back in October 2021, Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele announced that the airline Volaris El Salvador will accept Bitcoin payments. The announcement followed El Salvador's push for Bitcoin adoption when it declared Bitcoin as legal tender. And before I break down next story of the day, and I cover everything you need to know regarding the Terra / Luna saga, but first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, now back above $1.3 trillion, with about $148 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 44.4%, with the Ether dominance at 19.3%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Gala leading the pack, up almost 60%, trading just under 10 cents, followed by GMT, up almost 60%, trading at $1.65, and Decentraland, up 50%, trading at $1.10. And now checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of red with literally only one in the green, which is Maker. Everything else has been bleeding. It's been a very rough week for the crypto markets. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 10 in extreme fear, yesterday a 12, last week a 22, and last month a 25 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Luna, the in-house token of blockchain protocol Terra, is undergoing major changes, which are causing intrigue and despair in equal measure. Data released on May 13th confirms that overnight, the embattled crypto supply expanded to an eye-watering 6.9 trillion tokens of Luna. That's right. After a tumultuous week in which Terra attempted to rescue Luna, along with its failing United States stablecoin, Terra USD, things have gone from bad to worse. Literally, check out this chart. It doesn't lie. You can see Luna is currently trading at 0.00003 cents. And not too long ago, this was trading at $100 and had billions of dollars in liquidity. Now check out this chart. It's virtually worthless. And to the dismay of those hoping to long at previously already low levels, Luna could not stop its decline, and the latest measures by Terra appear to have exacerbated the situation. Supply increases, which began in earnest on May 8th, took a turn for the nonsensical in recent days, and a move reminiscent of hyperinflationary fiat currencies. On May 11th, 1.8 billion Luna was minted and added to the existing 764 million supply. If that was not enough, on May 12th, they saw 185 billion more tokens appear. And finally, on May 13th, Terra minted 6.7 trillion Luna, an increase of 3,483% all at one time. As pointed out here, why stop minting at 16 billion coins? Let's mint 40 billion coins instead, 440 times the former total supply, still in one day. RIP, rest in peace, Luna. And quoting him here, there is Bitcoin and there is Ishcoins. Popular commentator, Hodl Knot, creator of the Bitcoin cultural resource Citadel 21, responded during the May 12th print. And after the total Luna supply hit 6.9 trillion, Hodl Knot drew a line under the altcoin's existence. And as spectacular as the inflation is, Luna's collapse is what is drawing the most attention as older market participants compare the events to the demise of crypto Ponzi such as BitConnect and OneCoin. Now, David Hoffman, co-founder of crypto newsletter Bankless, laid out the scale of the Luna implosion versus BitConnect with a comparative market cap chart, which he shares right here. The 2022 collapse of Luna superimposed over the 2018 collapse of BitConnect. Can you say deja vu? And before I break down next story of the day, veteran analyst who called the 2018 Bitcoin meltdown analyzes the path ahead after this puke out capitulation, as well as here's the worst case scenario for crypto markets amid this Bitcoin crash, according to crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Veteran trader Peter Brandt says the king crypto could be on the verge of ending the downward trend that it started nearly a year ago. Brandt tells his 641,000 Twitter followers that the sharp rise in Bitcoin trading volumes as the flagship crypto falls below $30,000 could suggest the beginning of the end of the bearish cycle. As he shares here, this is the type of volume spike that could indicate puke out capitulation and the beginning of the end of a one-year decline. Can the carnage continue? Anything is possible, and that includes a local bottom. I have mentioned $27,000 area as a possible low, and that could be BTC. And this person responded, you wouldn't argue an 80% retracement, in which Peter Brandt responded, if we get 80%, we will likely get 90%. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. In reaction to the Luna chaos, the veteran trader says that the distrust generated by Terra's crash could negatively impact Bitcoin. Quoting him here, this decline is just plain lunatic. Luna, I have spoken openly about my distrust of altcoins, and that crypto is Bitcoin and Bitcoin is crypto. The problem is that distrust is what is distrustful and can spill over into what is trustworthy, which is the king crypto. Now, Peter Brandt also says he views NFTs in the same vein as other overhyped and overvalued physical assets in the past. Quoting him here, I personally equate much of the NFT market with Beanie Babies and pet rocks. And now let's break down our final story of the day. Widely followed crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen says the dot-com bubble in the late 1990s is given a glimpse of what the bottom could look like for the crypto market. In a new video, he tells his 738,000 YouTube subs the possible worst case scenario for crypto amid the current dip that saw Bitcoin dropping by more than half of its all-time high. Quoting him here, if you look at what happened with the NASDAQ back in the year 2000, you can see that it actually corrected about 83%. This is an 83% correction. Now, for people who don't like the idea of crypto correcting, or they don't think that it can happen, I assure you it can happen, and it seems to happen every few years. He says that an 80% drop is highly possible for crypto. You'll see an 80% correction, so let's first not assume that it can't happen, considering that it's already happened in the crypto asset class multiple times. The NASDAQ crashed 83% before ultimately finding a macro bottom and then going on another run. And then we had the financial crisis, of course, which led us to another bottom. Remember, during the dot-com crash, there were still several bounces in between that made it seem like it was a bottom, but it actually, in fact, was not. And at the time of this recording, the crypto market cap is sitting at $1.24 trillion. But if the worst case scenario happens, Cohen says that the valuation of the new asset class can drop to $500 billion, as he shares here. Remember, the NASDAQ 83% dropped from the top, 83%, and it dropped from around $3 trillion. Now, where would that put the entire asset class? That would put the entire asset class at around $500 billion market capitalization. Sometimes I struggle to comprehend an asset class that only has a market cap of $500 billion. But considering that the asset class as a whole was $3 trillion not that long ago, and we're currently at $1.26 trillion, it's not that far-fetched to assume that we can't drop another 40% or so down to approximately $500 billion. I would consider that to be the absolute worst case scenario. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst that the crypto market can drop to a half a trillion dollars. And to watch this video entitled, Where is the Crypto Bottom? Check the show notes below the video in the description. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Peter Wilkinson wrote, hey, thanks for the great info. You mentioned to get off public trading market in yesterday's video. Something about not your cheese. I got kicked off of Coinbase again, so I've got my coin on Gemini now. Is that safe? Great question, Peter. Bottom line, not your keys, not your cheese. So if it's possible, take all your crypto off of the exchanges and store it in cold storage, such as the Ledger Nano or Trezor or Forever. Hold your peace. And our next featured comment comes from Arthur Gear, who wrote, your voice, intonations reflect purity, enthusiasm, honesty, knowledge, and oneness. Thank you for your hard work and neutrality in the midst of duality. It is a huge achievement in this day and age, and much of the attitude God and Godhood demands. Thanks, King Arthur. Thanks for the kind words, King Arthur. Much respect. Now for our third and final featured comment coming from Your Daily Blockchain. Is Luna basically a lottery ticket? At this point, no. Actually, the Luna blockchain has officially halted and the coin is now virtually worthless. You have better chances playing the lottery. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.